You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn DeGee coming to you from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 9th, Friday, episode 3688, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, we're so glad you're here, everybody. We have a fun show planned for you today because badminton is going on over in England. That is kind of like their Kentucky. Well, one of their Kentuckys. They have multiple ones. But it's one of their big shows. And Samantha Clark, our old friend, is going to join us live from the badminton horse trials. And then we have Sheila joining us from Old People's Riding Club. Yes, there's an Old People's Riding Club. Sounds perfect for me. Plus, we have some new prizes announced for Really Bad Ads. So listen into that, and we'll do a quick post-show for everybody as well. I had exciting news right after the show was done the other day. I saw this article that the Golden Globes are adding a best podcast to the Golden Globes.
We're going to be in Hollywood.
That's it. We're going to have to go to the red carpet. You're going to have to buy a dress. I have to buy a tuxedo, and we're going. We're going to the Golden Globes.
I am going to get something like Met Gala-like so I can really stand out.
You should. You should definitely. I got to tell you, though, it's an achievement because that just means the recognition is, you know, continuing for podcasting, and that the fact that they did it. Now, some celebrity's going to win it, right?
Obviously, you've got Joe Rogan or like Theo Vaughn, some of those guys, but it doesn't matter because that's a podcast. Like, it's just amazing how like podcasts are just so central to people's lives now. I love it.
A long way from when we started.
Yeah. For sure. What's a podcast? What station is that on?
Yeah. I still got that at Equine Affair. I still got some of that there.
Wow.
Yep. Hey, I've seen so many articles now. We talked about this on Wednesday about changing the Triple Crown, you know, moving the two races further apart so more horses can do it and we can have more winners and everything. Boy, it has hit the mainstream media. I've seen it everywhere. CNN. It's been all over the place. And now, it's been interesting because when I read the comments, when these are posted on Facebook, 90% of the comments agree with us. It's supposed to be hard. That's the idea. You're not supposed to have a winner every year. You know, this is supposed to happen once every 25 years. That's the point, you know? So the commenters are agreeing with us, but been a lot of articles.
What's amazing, too, is that any sort of horse racing, anything is on any mainstream anything.
Yes.
And I was reading an article on the Blood Horse, and it talks about the headline is Record Derby Success Could Influence Racing's Future. And it goes to talk about did you see the guy who made all the videos? He's an influence, Griffin Johnson, influencer. And I hate that word.
Oh, he owned one of the racehorses, the young guy.
Yeah, through West Point Thoroughbreds, who owned only a piece of Sandman. And he made 51 social media posts relating to Sandman and the Derby from March 20th to May 5th. Okay. And he has 9.7 million TikTok followers, 2.7 million Instagram followers, and 1.6 million Twitter followers. And he took everybody like a behind the scenes look, feeding him carrots, giving him a bath, doing all these things. And they are saying that because of him, they are looking at the changes in exposure for all the betting was up, viewership was up, but they were like, we didn't think it could get better than the 150th Kentucky Derby, but no, it did. And they're kind of saying it's because of Griffin Johnson. And we talked about him last week or on Monday, maybe, and how present he was for everything and how much access he had. And so they're saying that this kind of thing could influence the Kentucky Derby in the future. So I think it's super cool that this was brought out to the mainstream, and people can see just how well taken care of these horses are. I mean, they are taken care of. They are so like there's not a hair out of place on these horses or a piece of bedding out of place. And I think it gave a really good picture of that.
Well, that's terrific, you know, and I think you could call him, I know I hate the influencer term too, but boy, that's the definition of one right there.
I mean, it is.
If you can affect one of the largest sporting events in the world, kind of like Taylor Swift did the football, you know? They said she brought like billions of dollars to football because, you know, people, especially women who had never watched football before, are now watching football.
I mean, I watch Taylor's team. Like, it's, that's what I
did.
Does it
have a name, Taylor's team?
It's Taylor's team. Which one is Taylor on? Which one is her, which team is hers?
It's Kansas City.
That one. That's the one I watched. Well, they were saying that the comments on Johnson's post were mainly by people 18 to 26. And people were saying that they watched the Derby for the first time and watched it with their parents. And the gambling was up. The betting was up. Everything was up. So this is the ultimate definition, you're right, of influencer.
Well, good for him. And that's a group that we need to come into racing. Or horses, period, right?
Yeah.
Just to be interested in horses, period. That's the group we don't have now. So it's going to take one or two of him to do it.
And it's also been the safest year in horse racing, which is just so exciting as well. So you're bringing this product to the mainstream, and it's a good product this year. Well, you know,
and they're prosecuting people now. They're Pennsylvania, especially that track we used to go to. We live near Penn National, was just awful. And they just arrested and are jailing a veterinarian there and a couple other people there. They're cracking down on this stuff now. So, and he was just doing injections outside of the parameter, you know, so they got him.
Jail.
He's going to jail.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Let's do some daily winnies. We have a bunch of birthdays this weekend. Avery, Rachel, Abby, Rosie, Jordan, and Julie. Happy birthday to all of you. And we have a brand new auditor named Brandy. So welcome, Brandy. We're glad that you're here. We appreciate you being here. And it's your turn.
Well, it's going to be an exciting weekend, and that is because... Well, it's going to be an exciting weekend and a tremendously terrible weekend, and I'll tell you why. The exciting part is that Cal and Sterling are these two horses I've had in training, and Kate and Lindsay own them, and they are mother and daughter, and they're driving down from Nebraska to come and spend the weekend with us, with me and Farm Boy, and we're going to give them some lessons and riding lessons and show them all the cool things that their horses have learned. So I'm really excited to have Kate and Lindsay here for the weekend. It's because they come so far, they just decided to come down today, and they're taking the horses home on Sunday. And we're just going to, whenever I take a horse in training, I include two lessons for the person, because it does me no good to train your horse for me. You have to learn all this stuff too. So they are getting on and getting into it. And so they're going to be here then. Okay. I need some sad music or something, because I mean, it's not supposed to be sad. It's supposed to be super happy. But Farm Boy graduates tomorrow, and I'm going to his graduation. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to hang out with his mama again and his sister, and I'm so excited to see them and everything. But then he leaves Tuesday. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Oh, so it's Tuesday's out.
Well, he decided to go to Europe, and just like him and his girlfriend are just going to travel Europe, and they're doing all these cool things. And I'm really excited for them.
How can I not see Farm Boy being spontaneous traveling Europe?
Oh, no, it's not spontaneous. Oh. I mean, they have every single thing detailed.
Okay, so they're not like hitchhiking across Europe.
Yeah, no, they're not hitchhiking across Europe. They have it all planned out, all the train tickets bought, all the different things.
I figured that would be the case. He's an engineer, like, anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really excited for them. Blah, blah, blah. No, don't go. God, you can't. Oh, you guys, like, seriously, he's been with me since he was 19, and now he's not.
No, he has a
finished grad school. He has a master's degree now, and I've had him so long, and he's so perfectly trained. I mean, you know, women, we can't let go of men we train, okay? I have trained this man, and now he's leaving me, and it's like it was for nothing.
Does he have a brother that's coming up through?
You know what? My farrier was here this week and he was like, do you have a brother? Because like, we would like him to come too. And he was like, I do, but he's older and he doesn't like horses. So I'm so disappointed. And by the way, I have met his brother and his brother is bigger than him.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's like 6'4". He's taller than me.
I know. They breed them big in Texas. Okay. There is from. But yeah, I'm super happy and I'm super sad.
Okay. So. Let me talk to the audience directly. The next couple of weeks are going to be tough on the show. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
It's true.
It's going to be, it's true. Be a lot of depression. I'll probably have to do most of the talking. So yeah. Just warning everybody.
And you'll do most of the talking because you'll try to keep me quiet because I'm going to be so negative.
I know. That's what, see, I get quiet when I get upset. Jamie just goes negative. She never is negative. Jamie is never negative. That's the thing. You know she's in a mood when she is negative because she's so positive most of the time. It's so funny.
I am serious. This is like a big problem. Like, this is a thing. Like, I am so, I'm going to be just, that's the whole thing.
We're going to go to Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back live from England with Samantha Clark from Badminton Horse Trials.
Frequently Asked Questions brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I know my older horse will benefit from a joint supplement, but can it help my younger horse too? Yes, it can. The joints of young horses experience daily wear and tear that can lead to joint degeneration over time. A well-balanced joint supplement provides the building blocks necessary to support healthy cartilage and synovial fluid so horses stay sounder longer. Joint Armor is the product of choice for younger horses. It provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Joint Armor is herb-free, so there is no worry about it testing in show horses. Betsy sent us the following comments after she started her 5-year-old quarter horse mare on Joint Armor. My vet recommended I try Joint Armor. After 10 days, I couldn't believe the difference. She is now floating across the arena and willingly forward with impulsion and suspension. I am thrilled. She is happier too. Ears up and a soft eye. Thank you for such a great product. You can learn more about Joint Armor at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Samantha, it's so good to talk to you again.
It's wonderful to talk to you again. It's been way too long. And also, what a wonderful opportunity, because I am in the middle of badminton. It's Friday afternoon. Oliver Townend just went into the lead. It's the sun is shining. Life is pretty damn good for me right now.
They have a lot of entries there this year too, don't they?
Yes. We, at the moment, it looks like we'll have 80 starters tomorrow in cross country.
Oh my God, that's a long day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, badminton's known for a lot of things, and one of them is the number of visitors. Is it a nice weekend? Are you going to have record crowds?
It is going to be incredible. England has had like no rain for the last 6 weeks. All the English riders are sort of agonizing over the footing because it's really quite firm. Badminton have done a ton of work to it. They've been watering since March 28th. They waited till today and they started spiking and aerating and aggravating. So it'll be as good as it can be. But the funny thing is, because I've been interviewing a lot of Australian and New Zealand riders, they're like, we love it. This is just what our horses are used to.
And who are the favorites going in? Who are going to be in the top five over there?
So Oliver Townend just went into the lead on his second horse, Cooley Rosalind, the one that won Kentucky last year. Tom McEwen is in second place on his Olympic ride that he rode in Paris last year, JL Dublin, and Roz Cantor on her Olympic horse, Lordship's Graffalo, is in third. So that the entire British team are in 1, 2, 3 at the moment. And then there's a really lovely story about a first timer, one of the youngest riders in the field, 23-year-old local boy from Hartbury, came in yesterday, and he's called Tom Woodward. He's riding one of the oldest horses in the field and smashed it out, and he'll be in the top 10 after dressage.
So the youngest rider with the oldest horse?
Exactly.
Wow, and he's in the top 10 his first time?
He will be in the top 10. He was briefly in the lead until Tom McEwen went in. And he's a very cool customer too. He came to the mix zone and someone said, did you ever expect to be in this position at your first ever five-star? And he's like, well, I was quietly confident. I didn't tell anyone, but I knew my horse is amazing. And his horse didn't get broken in until he was 9. He's called Lowmore Lucky because he was so feral that they gave him one last chance. Otherwise, he was going to probably get shot. And here he is at badminton.
Wow, that's a story.
I know. You couldn't make it up.
That's an incredible story. Are there Americans there? Did I see Joe Myers there?
Joe Meyer is here. He did a nice test yesterday. I had a long chat with him, actually, because I'd spoken to him in January down in Ocala when he'd just taken off his neck brace. So he told me then, you know, literally he hadn't ridden since Maryland last year. And he was saying, well, plan A is to go to badminton. And I, you know, I was like, what's plan B, Joe? C, plan D, plan E. But here he is. And Harbin is the only off-track thoroughbred. And actually, I think he's the only thoroughbred in the whole field this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. So we have mostly warm bloods over there?
Yeah, warm bloods, Irish sport horses, pretty much everything, but he's the only thoroughbred this year.
So what's different this year there?
I haven't actually been for a few years, so you just forget how the sort of scale of everything is enormous. You know, just the whole grounds, the crowd, the fences, obviously, the sort of choices of places to eat and drink. I mean, it's just massive.
Well,
but
a little house as a backdrop kind of helps too.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, on Wednesday. Well, I think because now they do the grassroots on Wednesdays. Wednesday afternoon, the trot up was at 4:30. By 1:30, there were people saving their seats, and by 3:30, you couldn't get anywhere close to, you know, where the trot up. You had to. It was like probably 5 or 6 rows deep just to see the trot up.
Wow. You guys are definitely more. So if you're going to do scale for people over here to relate, Kentucky Horse Park, much bigger?
It feels a lot bigger. The whole, yes. I mean, the whole shopping area is much bigger, and it's all around the grandstand. And I think the incredible thing is everything is pop-up because, you know, then it goes back to being a sort of private estate. So it does feel a lot bigger.
Jamie, next
it feels
year,
much different.
Let's skip Kentucky next year, Jamie, and go to badminton. I'd be all for that.
Do a horse radio network trip.
Yes, I think I'm we in. Need to, Jamie. Let's skip
I've
Kentucky.
To.
We've seen that before. Let's go to badminton. It has a bigger house.
And there's just something very British about it. That, I mean, obviously, Kentucky has its own sort of signature, but this definitely feels very British. Yesterday was incredibly moving. Actually, at noon, along with the rest of England, we observed a 2-minute silence to commemorate Victory in Europe Day. And I was almost moved to tears. You know, there's thousands and thousands of people. They're expecting 200,000 people tomorrow. And there's thousands of people and kids and dogs. Everyone in the grandstand stood up. Everyone, you know, like now I'm just sort of wandering around the trade stands and the food. Everyone just stood stock still. All the men took their hats off. Some people put their hands on their hearts. And literally for 2 minutes, it was like, it was frozen in time. It was incredible.
Hmm. Yeah, me crying over here. I'll tell you what, that is. This is the one show. If there was one show that I think I really want to do, and I know Jamie or Jennifer would agree with this, and Jamie too, it's badminton. That's the one show that I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bucket list for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Well, we're glad that you're there. If you're going to pick a winner right now, who is it, Samantha? She hates when I do this to her. That's why I do this to her.
I'm going to go head over heart. It's really hard to ever bet against Oliver, especially when he's in the lead. So it's hard to see. I don't know.
Well, what's the young guy's name again? We're all going to root for him.
Yes, he's called Tom Woodward, and his horse is called Lowmore Lucky.
Okay, let's root for Tom. I'm going with
let's
Tom.
Root for Tom.
Come on, Tom.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of first timers here, which is great too. And then we've got quite a lot of Belgians. It's really fun. There was another very fun first timer from up north. The rider is called Jack Mantel. The owner is called Jack, and the horse is called Jack Daniel. So they're the three Jacks. And he's, you know, he'd never done a five-star, came to badminton, didn't do a particularly good dressage, but didn't do a particularly bad one. And they came into the mix enough and they could not be more delighted. They're like, oh, we love it. We're so happy to be here. And I think he got like a 41 something. And he's like, yeah, you can still win on that. Anyway, first five-star, dressage done, bish bush, let's go.
How would you compare the cross-country course to Kentucky?
It's very long this year. The optimum time is 11 minutes 40. And Eric Winter, the course designer, says he's wheeled it very tight because the going obviously is going to be super fast. So, you know, there's going to be horses out there 12 minutes. It's very long. It's quite flat. There are little bumps, but it's quite flat to be in a parkland. Everything, all the jumps are very natural. Like Eric said, you know, he said, I would like for you to look at a picture of one of the cross-country jumps and not really know, if you didn't know the context, not know what year it was. Like, could it be 1970 or could it be 2025? Or he said, I'm never going to have, you know, like a bright orange torpedo or, you know, like the Dachshund or the Corgi or the Crab. So
that's very British too, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
I love this.
And that's not to say that they're not beautifully presented and, you know, beautifully built. There's sort of one with all willow on it. And I mean, they're beautiful, but just very different.
Just not a great big sailboat in the middle.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Well, Samantha, we appreciate you doing this for us every year. It's always fun to talk to you. And I'm telling you, next year, Jamie, you and I just have to go over. We have to.
I got
to
go.
Yes, let's go together. All right, let's do it.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Samantha.
Take care. Love you guys.
Right,
bye.
Bye. Routine and unexpected expenses can add up quickly, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card gives you the financial peace of mind that you're looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use the Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card. And use it to pay for everything from diagnostics to surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval. To learn more, apply at carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed. And now coming up is Sheila from the Old People's Riding Club. Jamie, this is one club I think we are qualified for.
We can get in.
Yeah. I think this is our kind of club. Sheila, thanks for joining us. Where are you located?
Well, I'm personally in North Carolina.
Oh, okay, good. And is the club all over the country?
It is.
Tell us about it.
Nationwide.
Is it a pony club thing or is it a...
Okay, so it's a little... It's based on pony club.
Okay.
So this is what happened. In 1998, Hope Jacob and her friends were all standing around at her property. They had allowed a pony club group to use her property for an event. And her friends were all looking at this and going, wow, why can't we do stuff like that? And she was like, you know what? Why can't we? And so they got together, four of them, and they made this club. And it used to be called the Old People's Pony Club, but we had to change our name because of infringement. So we went to Old People's Riding Club. And it's called the Old People because... It used to be at the age of 21. I don't remember if it's still that way in Pony Club. I think I heard something about it. It's been upgraded to
now, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So back then we were thinking we'll just scarf up all those old pony clubbers that, you know, still like the format that they were used to. And we started our club that way based on the pony clubbers. And we made ratings. But there's a little difference between us and the Pony Club. Pony Club is structured to teach kids. We are structured to educate, not teaching, educate mainly women, but because that's just the way it shows up. But we do have some men in our chapters. But what we're finding is that a lot of women, once their children are grown and they may have been horse moms themselves, like me. I found out about this Old People's Riding Club because of my daughter's Pony Club event. And they were there at the Old People's Riding Club, were there at a pony club event. Can't remember how that went. I think it was just a jumping practice at one of our friends' properties. And I was like, what are these people doing here? Who's that? You know, and then Hope told me who they were. And I was like, huh.
Well, okay. It's funny that you were talking about women, especially getting back into horses. That's our audience. Our audience is a lot of women who've gotten back into the horses between 40 and 60 years old, right?
Right.
That's who the audience is. So you're talking to the right audience for sure.
Okay.
What kind of activities do you do? What do you do?
Oh, gosh, we have everything. You name it. We've done soccer. We've done jousting. And let me put it this way. It depends on the chapter that you join, because each chapter is allowed to do their independent activities, do what they want. As the national organization, we would provide them with insurance. We provide them with structure. We provide them with the ratings. And when I say ratings, we don't require you to go anywhere past the D1. And the D1 is things like, where's the bridle? Where's how many parts of the horse? And name me five parts of the horse. And you can say eye, tail, mane, and it's all good, you know. And we have the D1 rating that if you want to ride with us, you have to take that, so that the chapter presidents feel comfortable allowing that person to at least ride with them. There are a few times that we've had people that had mismatched horses for themselves, and it was a dangerous situation for everybody. So at that point, we work with them to tame their horse, train their horse, that kind of stuff. And I say work with them. We give them advice where to go. Some chapters have clinics where they work on these kind of stuff in the clinics. It all depends on the chapter. It really does. There has been, I don't think there's very much I haven't done with my horse anymore since joining OPRC. And that was horse swimming, fox hunting. And we get invited to different fox hunting events and stuff like that. Or we ask, can we join, right? Join for a day or something like that.
So it's all kinds of different things. Sounds like a lot of fun stuff too. It's not necessarily serious showing and recognized.
Okay, there
events.
Is no serious showing.
Okay.
And here's an example of this. We host a rally and people get freaked out because they've never competed. And I said, you know, our rally is completely different than any other place because we don't care if you get your test read to you. If you're brand new and you're doing dressage, you've never done dressage before and you forget your test, we allow people to actually walk in the arena and lead line you around if that's what you need. You know, granted, you'll only compete at the local level for a ribbon, but if you're higher up and you want to compete for a national ribbon, then you have to play by the national rules, which is the same thing as basically a dressage test anywhere else, you know. So there's show jumping in there. And again, when I say show jumping, I'm talking you can walk over a ground pole, that kind of show jumping.
Not 4 foot jumps.
No. We have stuff like what we call barrel racing, which a barrel racer will laugh at, you know. They trot, they walk the barrels, whatever they want to do. It's just all about having fun and getting you and your horse out to experience different venues.
And then the other thing, too, is make friends. You know, one of the conversations we've had on the show over the years with our listeners is that some of them live in places where it's hard to make friends or they're not good at making friends. And this kind of helps that situation, too. Horsey friends.
Yeah, and actually, I'm a good example of this. When I first joined OPRC, I was suffering from social anxiety. And Practical Horseman actually wrote an article on my snafu. I was so scared when I went to my first riding event, I literally mounted the horse from the mounting block. And my momentum was so strong because I was, you know, nervous, I landed on the other side of the horse.
I think
on the ground.
Almost done that at least once.
Well, I literally did it. And they were so nice to me. And then afterwards, you know, they just came over, made sure I was okay. And because I was brand new, they'd never seen me before, right? And then when I joined them, they acted like nothing ever happened. So it was really cool.
Well, what's cool about your group, too, is it's a horse. It doesn't matter what your horse is, right? Doesn't matter what breed.
Correct.
Or Heinz 57.
No.
Doesn't matter.
No, doesn't matter at all. As long as you're happy with your horse, we're happy with your horse.
And English and Western?
Know, English, Western, yes, gated. And when I have, when we have our rally, we accommodate for all of those variables. We allow Western dressage, we allow gated dressage, and, you know, all the different, we even this last 2 years ago, we started the horse equitation class in the rally. Again, walking, lead line, and anything you need, you know.
Well, before we run out of time, I wanted to mention the states that you're currently in, and you are looking for people to form new chapters, I know, too. Florida, Maryland, Montana, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. None in Oklahoma, Jamie.
What's about
time
that?
To get started? Let's go.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
We've been waiting on you.
Well, and they can contact you through the website. The website is oldpeoplesridingclub.com. There's a contact button right there, and they can contact you guys if they're interested in starting a chapter. And there's a really handy map right on the website where you can see where the current chapters are if you're close enough to join one. But I think this is a fantastic idea. Any reason to get people together, to ride together and have fun is perfect, because that is something that when you have, especially if you have your horses at home, you're not part of a community and you need one. I mean, everybody needs some horsey friends.
I agree.
Well, look at this. Now, look, you went from trying to mount your horse and falling off the other side to being a guest on one of the top podcasts in the horse world. You've come a long way, girl.
Yes, I have. Didn't think about it that way.
You've come a long way.
I thought I hit the jackpot when I ended up in Practical Horseman. I was like, wow.
Well, they're one of our sister companies, so we're glad you were there, too.
A team that will walk you through joining your creating your chapter and everything. We are totally there to help you with everything you need. And we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid.
Sheila, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It's oldpeoplesridingclub.com.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more featuring top experts including 5-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, 5-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is that time of the week, that time of the week that we look forward to every week. It's really bad ads. It's listeners submitting ads from Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And we have some prizes, and we have some brand new ones for this month. And the following products are provided by HorseLovers.com, home to 120,000 products for you, your barn, your horse, for everything. Check them out at HorseLoversWithAZ.com. And the first thing up, Jamie, is Fitz Thermamax Tech Tread Full Seat Breeches. I think they give me these just to hear me say them.
That sounds like some sort of Tony Stark something.
It is. They're the ultimate comfort and performance in the saddle, crafted with cozy fleece lining and a smooth dirt repellent outer layer. These breeches keep you warm and clean on chilly days. The innovative Tech Tread Full Seat provides targeted grip where you need it the most, while the four-way stretch fabric and patented gusset ensure unrestricted movement. Complete with practical cargo pockets and stylish ribbon belt loops, these breeches are your perfect companion for any equestrian pursuit, and that's worth $100. You know, Fitz, to this day, are the only breeches I've still put on my body. And that was at one of the trade shows. Remember they came over and I tried on Fitz breeches. That's the first time I've ever worn breeches and the last time. So
that is not a visual I needed for sure.
That wasn't a visual I needed either. So
thank you for that. The other ones are the Fitz denim full seat breech, and they're combining the classic look of your favorite jeans with functionality you need for riding. The breeches are crafted from a comfortable stretch denim fabric that moves with you, and the full seat provides secure grip while the contoured fit and strategically placed seams ensure a flattering silhouette. Now all I can think about is you with a flattering
silhouette.
Did they seamlessly blend equestrian performance with everyday fashion, Glenn? Because these do.
Yeah, no, mine did not. There was no equestrian performance involved. Plus, once again, Stud Muffins is coming through. We're giving away two winners. We'll each get three of the 45-ounce bags of Stud Muffins, including the original Stud Muffins, Stud Muffin Slims, and Stud Muffins Peppermint. That's a $72 value. Look, I don't have to tell you about Stud Muffins. We all love Stud Muffins. Every horse loves Stud Muffins. You can eat Stud Muffins. I mean, they're just a tasty snack. They're great because they're somewhat softer. You can push pills into them, and they're just terrific. And this is 45-ounce bags, three of them. That's a big prize. So thank you to them.
I wonder if I can do to horses what I've done to Homer. So Homer is currently undergoing chemotherapy for lymphoma, right? So very sad. And I can't talk about that. But what I will tell you is that he gets these herbal pills. He was on meds for a long time. Now he's off all the meds, but he gets these I'm doing I'm throwing everything but the kitchen sink at this dog to get him healthy, right? And he gets these two pills morning and night, and they're herbal things. And now if I shake the pill bottle, he comes running. This dog loves pills. So I wonder, because I wrap him up in all the things, For anybody who has to give a dog pills, do you want the secret magic trick? Okay. So you take the pill or pills, and you wrap them up in a cheese ball. I use shredded cheese, and I can warm the shredded. I'm it's like Play-Doh. I make it into a warm cheese ball, right? And then I take the pill cheese ball and I give it to him. But at the same time, my other hand is full of shredded cheese. So I hand him the pill ball, and then I offer him the other cheese in my hand, and he wolfs down the one with the pills to hurry up to get to the second handful of cheese. Yeah, it might go away. Especially I've got Danny and Winx sitting there staring at him. How come he gets cheese balls every night? So he gets the cheese ball, and then I smush the other pill, and he swallows the pill in real quick to be able to lick up all the other shredded cheese. It's fantastic. If anybody needs help, I'll make a video.
Okay. Well, we had a bunch of ones that we're not going to get to this week. There were a lot of entries. So Kelly, Heather, Michelle, Faye, Rosemary, and Jamie, thank you for submitting. And you are entered for the prizes.
All right. Well, the first one comes from Janelle. Oh, this is on the South Carolina Facebook page, Horses for Sale, South Carolina. Big quarter horse gelding for sale. He is big boned. He has a big attitude. He has big gaps in his education. He is just plain big. The bill of sale he came with is listed as Grand Rojo Milo, in case you want to look him up. We call him Texas. Sounds appropriate. Reason for selling is he seems to want to be independent from us.
Oh my God.
And he's too big.
He wants his independence.
He hates you.
Just like Texas. Hates you. Actually, just like Texas.
Oh, nailed it.
Michelle sent this one in. Hi, Michelle. Good to see you again. This is from the Navajo Nation. I don't know where, but from the Navajo Nation. This is Baron, a 6-year-old thoroughbred stallion, 15.2 hands height. Baron is a gentle and intelligent mare with a calm demeanor. He's a stallion mare. He has been trained in Western pleasure riding and has experience in trail riding. Baron is suitable for riders of intermediate skill level and above. Delivery is allowed anywhere in the United States.
Stop. I'm sorry. What color is this said thoroughbred, Glenn?
This said thoroughbred is kind of a dun? Dunnish looking?
I don't, it's like Gruya Dunn something or other. Let me just go ahead and say that the Navajo Nation tag page needs to start to look the fact that there's a scammer.
Yes.
Because Baron is not a thoroughbred, and you can't be a mare and a stallion. And that's so many terrible things
in
this.
Did we have gummies before we started today? Because I feel like we're going to need them.
I want to tell everybody, too, that one of the hot tips that I've learned about knowing scammers is when they say delivery is anywhere, we can deliver anywhere in the U.S. You're not going to get a horse. No. You're going to give them money and they're going to disappear because they're not real people.
There's been a lot more of them, too, and they're starting to use AI to write the ads, which makes it extra ridiculous because AI cannot write horse ads. So,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, the next one is a Facebook page. Okay. Horse in Texas Facebook page sent in by Terry. Thank you, Terry. Meet Tempest. He's a 6-year-old Mustang quarter horse cross. Let me just jump in right there. Why are people breeding Mustangs?
Maybe it's accidental. Somebody jumped a fence.
I have a friend that brought her Lusitano Mustang. And I'm like, why? Why did somebody make that? And she's like, because of course it's got all sorts of issues. I'm like, Lusitano, he's real pretty. Like, sort of. I mean, he's real pretty, Kim. Sorry, he's beautiful.
But he wants to be independent of her.
But why a Lusitano? Who? And she was like, I don't know who did it. This lady did it, and I just bought him. Okay. Sorry.
Focus, Jamie. Focus.
Don't breed Mustangs. He's a 6-year-old Mustang quarter horse cross. He's roughly 15 inches and built like a tank. He's great for the farrier, stands tied, easy to catch, will follow you around in the pasture. Selling as non-riding horse as he bolts under saddle, like really bolts. I'm not kidding. Don't put someone on him that you care about, or even someone you don't care about. Nobody needs that sort of karma, man. Call for price. Oh, here we go. Willing to trade for a rideable horse. Any rideable horse.
Yeah, I'm sure that call came in about 2 minutes. The price is free. Take him. That's the price right there.
No, yeah, exactly. No, they're actually trying to sell this horse. But, you know. Whew.
Bolting. I know a little about that. Caitlin sent this one in. It's our trailer of the week. Scroll down and you'll see the picture. It's a
19- oh my god.
this might win the award this year. It's a 1958 unknown for $800. Are you kidding me? 50s or 60s horse trailer, no title, will provide bill of sale. Well, that's nice of you. Items in trailer do not go with trailer. That's good.
Oh no,
nothing's worth anything. They have a picture of it. Would be great for a custom homemade trailer title. No, it would not. This trailer has been buried since 1958. Literally, it is buried up to the axles in dirt. You can't even see the bottom. You can't even see the bottom of the tires. It's so buried. It's one of those
$800
for this scrap metal. And I'm telling you what, it's rusted completely through. The wood's gone. The tires are gone. You wouldn't haul this away if you tried.
Now, not to mention that this is a one horse trailer, one of those like super skinny.
Yeah, you're right.
But if you think it's like a rounded front, but there's no lower half under where the manger is. So where the horse puts his head, there's no bottom half. Like it's not there.
It's like a gooseneck.
I don't know.
Kind of
it looks
horse.
Like a, yeah. Like a good, why would you do that? Like, you know what? There could be a little space for storage. Let's go ahead and knock that out.
And it has one of those green windows in the front with that green plexiglass stuff they used in the 1950s and 60s and haven't used since, probably because it's deadly in some way.
But it's not working because it's popped open. God, it's not supposed to be like that, Glenn. Wow. And the sidewalls are a very thin plywood. Like literally you could kick it.
Yep.
Like you could just put the back of your hand, just thump it and it would break.
I have good news though. Oh. The roof is still attached.
Sorta. Sorta. The next one was from Melody. Oh, and she did make a comment. How much would it cost to get this mini mule from Bozeman to Ocala? Okay. Mule for sale, $300 in Bozeman. Oh, God, it's cute. It's like a little mini mule, dark bay with the brown nose with a couple back white socks.
Are we sure it's a mule? Okay. The ears are tiny.
It looks like a mule. Okay. Like, it's not all horse and it's not all donkey. I would say it's a mini mule. This mule has been, oh God, there's no punctuation. This mule has been real good to me, but it's time he moves on. He's got buggy eyes and something ain't right. He and I don't see eye to eye, and I don't mean on the physical, I mean spiritually. He packs good, lifts good, trailers good, and hunts good. I just don't think he and I would be friends if he was a man. Oh God, first trailer that shows up can take him home. If I ain't answering, please call again till I pick up, because my hearing ain't there anymore because of the woman.
What?
No email, call or text only. What, my hearing ain't there anymore because of the woman? Is this like a disgruntled old guy who's like, my wife never stops talking and she's just done blasted my hearing straight out of my ears?
I don't think he and I would be friends if he was a man. I don't get this whole ad. It does feel like we ate some gummies before we started today.
That's the theme today, is everybody's high.
I don't know what to do with these. Oh, you know, every week, I think they can't get any worse than last week's, and they just keep getting worse every week.
Go for the next one.
Katrina sent this one in. Fort Bliss Flea Market, the Fort Bliss Flea Market. I don't know where Fort Bliss is. 1 4-year-old mare, 1 2.5-year-old filly, like spelled like the city, and a 1.5-year-old colt. The colt's half Persian horse and half quarter horse. They mean Arabian. The 2.5-year-old filly is quarter horse, and the mare is quarter horse. The mare.
M-A-Y-O-R.
Oh, the mare. I think they're trying to say mare. The two younger are half broken, and the mare is wild. I really want half broken horses, you know.
The colt's half Persian horse and half quarter horse, and the P-H-I-L-L-Y and the M-A-Y-O-R are half broken. Wait, I don't know.
All of them for $3,500.
Now, here's the cool thing. The picture is fantastic. Okay, so the picture is they've got some sort of barbed wire that is like nailed to a tree and stretched across very loosely. And it is 1, 2, 3 solid bay horses with long black manes and tails, and they're all just eating. So you actually can't even see the horses because they're in the shadow of the tree. Like,
but in this picture, they look like triplets, don't they? They look identical.
Yeah, they're all identical. And Fort Bliss is in Texas. Oh, so
it's Texas Day here on the show. Texas, you are representing today.
Texas, y'all been smoking the doobies. The next one comes in from Olivia, and this is in West Fork. And I Googled West Fork Glen, and it's in Arkansas, which makes this make a lot more sense. This is a Craigslist. Oh, who is searching Craigslist? Olivia, you're looking at Craigslist in Arkansas. Don't do it. 1/4 Tennessee Walker, 1/4 Fox Trotter, and 1/2 Arabian Mare. They got all sorts of mixes there. $1,600 in West Fork. Flea bit gated. She's around 20, but don't know it. She's been all over the... I wish I could do Teeter's accent for anybody who watches Yellowstone, but I can't. Flea bit gated. She's around 20, but don't know it. She's been all over the Rocky Mountains leading mules with elk on them. You can pack anything on her, alive or dead. Kid Boke, if they know anything, no bite, kick, or buck. I'm sorry. Wait. First of all, didn't they say they had 3 horses for sale?
This is all one horse. It's all that's the breeding of one horse. It's 1/4 horse Tennessee Walker, 1/4 Fox Trotter, and 1/2 Arabian Mare. So I was trying to figure what registry that be, and I came up with 10 Fox Bien. A 10 Fox Bien.
10 Fox Bien.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's
a new breed.
Quarter Trotter Bien. Corrot Bien is a very famous. I really thought it was 3 horses because who does the math like that?
I know. How they knew that, I don't know.
I don't know.
Holly sent this one. God, we are in Texas this week. Texas Horse Trader Facebook, honest ad. Oh, well, do you think they put dishonest ad if they were putting up a dishonest ad? Do you think it would, that would be the title?
That's what all the dishonest people say.
Yeah. 15 to 17-year-old grade gelding, slightly under 14 hands and built like a tank. Here we go again, this tank. He's a fancy guy with a beautiful dun coat. He neck reins, spins, stops on his butt. He moves with purpose, but isn't in a hurry either. Oh, that's a perfect, oh, perfect horse. Amazing. Oh, then the butt. But he is quirky. He is quirky. He has been vet checked sound, and I mean checked. Like dollar checked. He is only for experienced riders. Comes with the RX for his diagnosed quirkiness. Wonder what that is. Won't go to a by sight unseen home. Give me a call. We'll chat about quirky horses. Maybe we can arrange a test ride. And maybe, honest ad, yes, that's his name. Oh, that's the name of the horse.
What?
Will be just the sort of quirky that you're looking for. Or not. I wonder what quirky, what quirkiness he has. That got me curious.
So this whole time, these people are high. This whole time, we thought it was them saying, this is an honest ad. No, the horse's name is Honest Ad. Oh, my God. I'm feeling dumber.
This has been a day with ads, let me tell you.
Well, remember, people, that if you if you record your own ad into like the voice memos of your phone or on the website, you can get double the entries for prizes. If you record it in an accent that is not your own, you get triple the entries. And nobody did it this week, you guys. Come on. All right. Nikki sent in this one, and this is from the Southern Ohio Horse and Tack Facebook page. God, there's a Facebook page for everything. Miller is and 7 years gelding 15 hand. He ill. Well, broke good for beginners and kid friendly. He load and unload trail. Very well. No spooks. No buck. Very gentle and calm side passes.
That's
what
random.
The hell did I just read?
That's the first time we've ever seen calm side passes in an ad.
He's, you know what? He's quirky, but he's got some calm side passes.
God, oh, what a day for ads. Just when you think they can't get any worse, they do.
It's an unending supply. So we appreciate all you who don't use punctuation and don't spell things correctly and really don't understand that commas are important.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We really appreciate it. Hang on, auditors. We're going to talk about some life skills that everyone needs to be a grown-up, and we're going to see if we qualify. I'm guessing no is my guess.
Yeah, it's no.
Yeah, and also I need to – you are being highlighted as a national day today. You, Jamie, are being highlighted.
Me? What'd I do?
It's National Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
Oh, yay. You know what? The line of adoring fans is, I can see it down the driveway.
Get you flowers? Is he appreciating you?
He's not even here. He's not even going to be here on Mother's Day, which is like, don't care about anniversaries. I don't care about anything like any of those Valentine's Day anniversary.
Neither of us.
I don't care about that, but I do give a crap about Mother's Day and he's not going to be here. And he better bring it strong when he comes home. Let me just tell you that.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening. We appreciate you being here with us. And on that note, have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, spay, neuter, geld.